From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we're bringing you some of the best moments from our celebrity guest segment called Not My Job. Now, we spend a lot of time listening to journalists, so we were rather flattered and somewhat surprised to hear that one of TV's foremost journalists actually listens to us. We were also a little worried for him. Couldn't listening to a show like ours really wreck your hair? Brian Williams of NBC News joined us in June 2006 to tell the secrets of the anchor trade to panelists Charlie Pierce, Sue Ellicott, and Amer Haleem. NBC nightly news anchor Brian Williams took over the big chair 2 years ago, and since then he has proved that he's got the journalistic chops and, of course, the square jaw necessary to explain to America exactly what's wrong with it every weeknight. Now it's time to see if he's really got the right stuff as he joins us to play our game. Brian Williams, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about your job for a minute. You, of course, were selected. You were anointed to be the successor of Tom Brokaw a few years before you actually took over the job. You were sort of like the Prince Charles of network news people, the next person to hold the throne. How did they groom you? You had already been an experienced journalist, but now you're going to be an anchor. Did they take you to anchor finishing school?
Actually, that starts when you move out to a small town and start wherever you start in journalism, if you have the desire. And so for me, I moved out to the middle of Kansas and started. Someone once told me you have to start small, and so I did, and it's like a farm system. You work your way up in the industry, and you can either write and report a story, or you can't. So there was really no grooming, and the truth is that 10 years ago or more, Tom Brokaw came and recruited me and told me at that point in his life that he was starting to think about dialing back and thinking about someone to follow him, and I was all too willing to follow.
When he anointed you, did you kneel before him, and did he tap each of your shoulders with a microphone? I mean, that must have been a dramatic moment.
It's blown way out of proportion. It's a very brief ceremony. There were some hot oils. I remember that.
Did you have to, cut your thumb and mingle your blood?
Yeah, I was...
But a lot of the people outside the NBC building really didn't know if the smoke was gray or white, though. Yeah.
I was wearing only a robe.
The big news, of course, in your business is the new anchor at the competitor network CBS, Katie Couric. Are you guys working up an anti-Katie strategy to withstand her assault?
Well, first of all, I hadn't heard this until right now.
Oh, really? Sorry, how do you feel about it? Huh?
Katie Couric of the Today Show? Yeah. This is unbelievable. I'm stunned.
Yeah. You didn't get the memo, clearly.
No, to quote a great former president from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, a rising tide lifts all boats, and I think we're going to have a real game on in September. Right. And, you know, this time slot of ours, these network evening newscasts still gather about 30 million Americans a night split three ways. So I think competition's only good for all of us.
Great. I'm glad you're optimistic. By the way, the new ABC anchor, Oprah. Are you telling me, I want you to be serious with it. It's just us, nobody listens to the show. Are you telling me that nobody came to you and said, okay, Brian, Katie Couric is going to be going in CBS, it's a new choice for the viewers, we want to talk to you about your legs, we need you to work out a little bit, maybe shave, that didn't come up?
It has never come up, and I wear pants.
That's true.
Every night, because I'm standing in the first segment, and then I sit down later on. Even though I guess my point is, I don't have to wear pants for the whole half hour.
Yeah, I see. Speaking of television, we read something interesting about you, which is that you have two children, and you have not let them watch commercial TV, including the newscast. Is that true?
Well, that was true when they were younger, SpongeBob age, and... They're 18 and 15 now.
You think they're ready for you yet? You think they're finally emotionally secure enough?
With kudos to your crack research department, I... we're now letting them leave the home.
That's really...
and I told them the whole thing about Nixon leaving office.
I was going to say, because if they didn't get to watch commercial TV, they're going to be totally unprepared, man.
No, they, and you know, the broadcast is on in the kitchen during the evening. I've been married to the same woman for 20 years who likes to know where I am.
I understand. Well, Brian Williams, what a pleasure to have you here on our show. Now, we have invited you here to play a game that we're calling...
You are the true solution to all the world's problems.
In other words, you're duct tape.
I was just going to say, when did you record my wife's voice?
Using a recent appreciation of the miracle product, duct tape, on Forbes.com, we're going to ask you three questions about it. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their home answering machine, or cell phone voicemail. Carl can handle all formats. Corva, who is NBC News anchor Brian Williams playing for?
He's playing for Jan Saurus of Columbus, Ohio.
Ready to go, Brian?
Ready to go.
All right. First question, duct tape, of course, can save your life. In fact, it saved the life of one Mr. Gemini Wink, his real name, Gemini Wink, in March of 2000. How? A, he got lost in a Florida swamp and duct taped himself to a tree branch so he wouldn't fall out of it and be eaten by alligators. B, stuck on the 10th floor of a burning building, he taped one end of the roll to a wall, climbed out a window, and unrolled himself to safety. Or C, struggling with an attacking bear in the Canadian Rockies, he managed to wrap the tape around its jaws, preventing it from biting.
Okay, tell me there are six more choices.
No, no. Those are the three.
Because I doubt its adherence to the wall, because I don't think getting close enough to gaffer tape a bear's jaws would be possible while still alive, I guess I will go with A, or one.
It's a process of elimination. And it served you well. You're right. It was, in fact, the alligator's mishap. Mr. Wink was rescued the next day, presumably still taped to the tree. Very good. Now, also, duct tape has a remarkable medical use as well. What is it? Is it A, it's better at healing sprains than an ACE bandage? B, it's the most effective wart remover ever discovered? Or C, if you apply it to affected areas and quickly pull it off, it results in permanent hair loss?
Again, I think I will go with A.
You're going to go with A, that it's better than healing sprains. You wrap it around an injury. That's your choice?
Yes.
I'm afraid it's B, the wart remover. A study in 2002 showed that regular application of duct tape reduced warts in 85% of patients, a far better rate than freezing with liquid nitrogen, up to then the preferred treatment.
Is that all kinds of warts?
The pharmacy aisle.
Yeah.
Well, They're not sure because it was really hard to get volunteers.
Yeah. You were saying, Brian, about the pharmacy?
I'm expressing the same shock and surprise as the panel.
No, I see.
That's pharmacy true, aisle should be full of it then.
You'd think. All right. Now you've gone one for two. You have one more chance. You get this one right, you will win our prize for our listener. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Much like a superhero, the amazing duct tape has a secret flaw. What is it? A, the sound of tearing it off the roll has been proven to cause seizures in house cats. B, if you happen to eat a piece through whatever accident, it is almost impossible for the body to naturally expel it. Or C, it's really, really bad for fixing ducts.
You know, even if it isn't the right answer, I'm going to go with C, because ducts by nature deal with temperature extremes, and I would think that the high heat in, say, a dryer exhaust tube might stress the adhesive that makes... So I'll go with C.
Listening to you talk, I'm overwhelmed by the urge to anoint you as my successor. But,
but you've run out of hot oil.
Frankly, I need the work, so...
Get out the hot oils, I'm ready.
All right. Put in your robe, let's go to town. So your choice is C. It's really, really bad at fixing ducts. You're right, very good.
Thank
Katie Couric, eat your heart
out. Exactly. In 1998, some industrial scientists tested a variety of substances for fixing heating ducts. And to quote one of the scientists, duct tape failed reliably and often quite catastrophically, and nothing else except duct tape failed.
I think they just didn't want to call it wart tape.
Yeah. Korva, how did Brian Williams do in our quiz?
Well, Brian got 2 out of 3 right, Peter. So winning the prize for Jan Saras of Columbus, Ohio.
That's great. Congratulations.
Tell you, I am a long-time listener and a first-time caller. This is an overwhelming moment.
Oh, this is exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Brian Williams is the anchor and managing editor of NBC's flagship news program, NBC Nightly News. He and his colleagues recently received a Peabody Award for their coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Brian Williams, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure.